We bring in Mark Murphy of Inside the Auburn Tigers to talk about Gus Malzahn's latest addition to his staff, Mark, and that is former Arkansas running back coach, recruiting coordinator Tim Horton, who will now be tight ends coach at Auburn.
Yeah, it's been a busy time for Gus Malzahn. Three hires in the last 25 hours, and hired one coach from the NFL, one away from Florida State, Damian Craig, who was one of the all-time great players at Auburn. Got the fan base really fired up. And now Tim Horton completes the offensive staff and the overall staff. So very impressive group of assistant coaches. I was adding up the defensive staff, years of service on SEC teams, and it's right around 63 years. And the offensive staff doesn't have as much experience in the SEC, but certainly has a lot of coaching experience in college. So I think the fans around here are really excited about Gus Malzahn's hire.
Talk about the way Gus Malzahn has gone about and built his staff and the reaction that you've heard about down there on the plane.
Well, he's, you know, it's funny. He put a self-imposed deadline of the day on himself for hiring his staff, which kind of surprised me, but he actually met it. But, you know, he hired his coordinators first, and he said they would have a lot of input in who was going to be working with them. And I think, you know, a key hire for him, you guys understand it. Most of the people listening there understand Gus Malzahn's background is as an offensive coach. So I thought it was key for him to hire a veteran SEC defensive coordinator like Ellis Johnson. And he did that. And a guy that had very much success in his most recent job as an SEC defensive coordinator at South Carolina for 4 years under Steve Spurrier. Then took a head coaching job for a year at Southern Mississippi, and he had a bad season there. But you know, his background has been very good defensive coach, not such a good head coach. I think this is his third try to be a head coach last year. And he has a lot of friends and colleagues in the coaching business, and he hired three of those guys to be on his defensive staff, and it's a very impressive defensive staff. So, you know, I think he gave both coordinators a lot of input, particularly on defense with Ellis Johnson.
When I look at the group of players you have there now, I think Kyle Frazier has to be the most excited about Malzahn coming there. Have they been able to – what other player do you think is really going to benefit, and has recruiting been going well since the new staff has been there, or have they lost anybody, or have they actually gained some commits?
Well, you know, they are right now – they're really doing scrambled on recruiting because they lost some of their key players who were committed – to the previous staff, and they're out and about recruiting right now. And I think the recruiting class is going to look different than it would have with the previous staff under Gene Chizik. And I don't know if they're going to have a good recruiting class. Is that one at the time? I think it was ranked fifth or sixth in the country. It's definitely dropped off. But you know, they got a chance to salvage it. They're going to have a lot of good prospects in for visits in January. And you know, the good thing about Auburn situation, they are so close to so many good prospects. If you drive the 150-mile radius of Auburn, there's going to be 100 D1 prospects out there in almost any senior class. And they could be pretty picky and choosy about which ones they go after. So, you know, they've got some really good kids committed. Some of them are going to be playing in the Under Armour All-American game today down in St. Petersburg. Some will be playing tonight out in Los Angeles, Semper Fi All-American game. A couple more will be playing in the U.S. Army All-American game tomorrow, but they're certainly looking to build on that because they've got enough room to sign a full class, and plus they've added a couple junior college midterm signees. So, you know, their whole recruiting class could be over 25 if everything works out for them in February.
Mark Murphy of Inside the Auburn Tigers joins us here on Overtime. Mark, what was your initial reaction when you heard that Tim Horton would leave Arkansas and join Gus there at Auburn?
You know, I thought it was a good hire. And, you know, I talked to Clay Henry, who covers Arkansas, about him, and he had nothing but good things to say. This was a couple of weeks ago when I heard that he was a possibility for the staff. So, you know, he's a guy I've had my eyes on, and, you know, certainly was a great player at Arkansas back in the old Southwest Conference days. He's got an interesting background. He's coached some very good guys now, like Ken Hatfield. He's been an offensive coordinator in college. He's coached running backs. He's coached wide receivers. He's coached tight ends. So I think he's about 45, 46 years old. And a guy, I think he's got a good reputation for being on the field coach and for being a good person and also for, you know, being a guy who can recruit. And, you know, Malzahn said that it's important everybody he hired be good recruiters. Well, he's certainly got a staff full of those type of guys.
Yeah, he sure does. And I think one thing that is concerning a little bit to some fans here in the state of Arkansas is that Tim Horton was able to go into any school in the state and be able to talk to kids, and they're afraid that Auburn might be coming back into Arkansas now, not only because of Gus's ties, although he kind of left on a sour note, only spending 1 year at Arkansas State, but you have Rhett Lashley, who played in the state at Shiloh Christian for Gus Malzahn, and now Tim Horton, who is known all across the state in every high school in the state and also known as a great recruiter.
Yeah, Rhett Lashley is I think he's a star in the making as a college coach, SEC offensive coordinator at 29. And, you know, I think he'll be a head coach at the Division I level somewhere in the not-too-distant future. So, yeah, there's certainly some contact to the state of Arkansas on this Auburn staff through both the University of Arkansas and Arkansas State.
Mark, what was the initial reaction down there at Auburn when Arkansas, and I know it was a whirlwind day because Auburn also announced Gus Malzahn the same day, but Brett Bielema being hired at the University of Arkansas to replace John L. Smith, who was in on an interim basis for Bobby Petrino.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of people thought it was an interesting hire. I don't think a lot of people saw that one coming around here. They weren't expecting Arkansas to hire a Big Ten coach, but you know, I think these guys are a very good coach, and I think it's an interesting hire. I don't remember, you know, right offhand, I can't think of anybody coming into the SEC as a dog, or maybe somebody has as a former head coach in the Big Ten coming into the SEC school. Maybe I'm just forgetting about somebody, but, you know, I think he's got a very good staff from what I can see, and I think that's a big part of it. And, you know, Arkansas's got great facilities. That's going to be a big plus. You know, right now, you know, I think a key for him will be to get into the state of Texas and recruit some of that talent there, and which Arkansas's always had good players from Texas, just about as long as I remember Arkansas football. And they can continue to get most of the key players out of the state of Arkansas, maybe get some guys in Missouri, and take care of business in Texas and maybe even some of Louisiana. There's no reason Arkansas can't have really good talent. And I think he's a bright coach, and I think they'll figure out a plan to be successful.
Mark, we've had both sides of this issue on our show here over the past couple of weeks. Do you root for the SEC in the bowl games or do you not? What does Auburn do for this national championship game with Alabama? Do they want to see the SEC keep the streak alive but have their cross-state rival win the national title, or would they just rather see it end, and do they root for Notre Dame?
There's nobody I know of who's an Auburn person who wants to see Alabama win. Nobody. I mean, unanimous. In fact, I'll tell you a funny story about some of my friends from college days back during the Cold War. When the Russians were on tour, basketball tour, and they, one of their stops was Tuscaloosa, they played Alabama, a bunch of Auburn students and guys who just out of college drove over to Tuscaloosa and cheered for the Russians. And they're up there in this Coleman Coliseum chanting, go Big Red for the Russians.
Interesting story there, Mark. Hey, thanks for the time. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys.